Well, Merry Christmas to everyone.
所以各位，圣诞快乐。
Merry Christmas. My daughter Abby, just a few weeks ago, I heard her in a conversation with my son.
几个礼拜以前，我听见我的女儿 Abby.
And I, it was in the middle of Corbin trying to tell me, Daddy, I really, really want that baseball set for Christmas. I really want a baseball set for Christmas.
我的儿子那个时候，我的儿子正跟我说，我真是盼望在圣诞你给我装一个 baseball 一个棒球。棒球场,
and
he was telling
me what he wanted, the bat, he wanted the gloves, the ball, he wanted everything.
他告诉我他希望会我会给他什么手套给他球等等。
And then Abby said to him, Corbin,
Abby 就对他的弟弟说,
you know, Christmas is not about the gifts.
你知道吗?圣诞节主要的不是为了要得到礼物
And he says, I know that.
我的儿子回答说我知道。
And she says, then what's it about then?
那么我的女儿就问他那么圣诞节主要是为了什么呢?
And he says, I know.
我的儿子回答说我知道。
But he didn't know.
但是其实他并不知道。
So Abby told him, you don't know, do you?
所以我的女儿就说你并不知道是吧
Because she likes to make him feel bad.
因为我的女儿有的时候喜欢戏弄她的弟弟
And she said, Christmas is not about the gifts, Corbin. Christmas is about remembering Jesus.
所以我的女儿就对她弟弟说圣诞节最重要的不是礼物最重要的是要纪念主耶稣。
And he says, I knew that.
那么我儿子回答说我知道。
And then, so she walked away.
然后我女儿就走开了。
And so, Daddy, I really want that baseball set, okay?
他走开以后我的儿子又说爸爸我真的是很盼望。
So Christmas really is, should be a very special time for Christians.
所以我们知道，圣诞节其实对基督徒而言，应该是一个很特别的，
It should be a season that we set aside every year just to really celebrate the birth of our Savior.
在圣诞节这一天是一年之中的一个季节。我们应该是特别的来把它分开来来专门思想主耶稣基督。
Yeah, not just to celebrate, not just to 庆祝 right? But to actually just like hit the pause button on our life a little bit, stop and reflect a little bit on the significance of the birth of Jesus.
所以圣诞节的核心的意义不只是表面上的庆祝而已，其实我们应该把这个季节分别开来，让我们能够慢下我们的步伐，来思想主耶稣基督。
Sometimes we need to do that, don't we? We just need to slow down a little bit and reflect.
有时候我们会有这样一个希望，就是我们想慢下我们生活的步调。让我们能够有机会再安静思想一下事情。
So as Christians, we should see this season as an opportunity to slow down and to reflect on the significance of Jesus Christ and His birth.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们应该把这个季节或这一天，把它看作是一个机会，我们可以慢下我们生活的步调，我们能够省察自己。的信仰主耶稣等等
But I know the reality for all of us.
但是我也知道现实的情况不是如此
That towards the end of the year, we actually get more busy.
因为现实是当一年快要结束的时候，我们反而变得更忙了
The student's life, studying for what? finals, right?
学生呢就忙着准备大考.
The businessmen trying to close out the year.
那么做生意的呢就要结束这一年的忙着结束这一年的营业.
People planning family gatherings.
家庭呢就在想要怎么样能够家人聚在一起.
I even heard from someone recently who said, it's just so busy during Christmas time. Even planning to take vacation makes us busy.
最近有一个人跟我说，圣诞季节其实是一个很忙碌的季节，即使光是要计划怎么样度假，就够我们忙的了。
So if we're not careful, we're just going to get caught up in all of this.
所以如果我们不小心的话，我们就会被这一连串的活动给绑住了。
And we'll let the pace of the world tell us how to live.
我们就会在无意中，我们会让世界来教我们怎么样。
And if we don't stop to think, we're going to let the world tell us how to celebrate the birth of our Savior.
如果我们不停下脚步来安静思考的话，我们就会让世界来告诉我们该怎么样庆祝这个节日。
At Christmas time, then, in this season,
在这个季节里头，特别是圣诞日。
I hope you will think a little bit about this tension that you might experience in your hearts.
我希望我们你有时间能够来想在这段你心中可能有的一些紧张或焦虑。
And when you feel this tension, begin to examine a little bit of your desires.
当你感受到这样的紧张或焦虑的时候, 我希望你们也能够开始来省察一下自己。
So I hope that you will join me, even as I examine my desires.
就像我在省察我自己的盼望，我自己的欲望，渴望是什么的时候，我也希望你们也跟我一样。
And so may this season be a little bit of time for self-examination.
所以盼望这个季节是一个让我们反省的季节。
Lord, how have I let the world tell me how to live?
主啊，在过去一年以来，我怎么样让这个世界在教我怎么样过日子？
Lord, how have I let the world tell me how to celebrate the birth of your son?
主啊，我是不是让这个世界来告诉我，来教我怎么样庆祝你的儿子的诞生？
Where in my life, Lord, recently has the devil been given a foothold in my life?
我最近的生活中，在最近的生活中，我是不是给魔鬼留地步了？
Lord, I want to be a Christian.
主啊，我愿意做一个基督徒。I
want to be a Christian in my heart. I want to be a Christian in the way that I live.
我愿意自己从内到外，从内心到外在的生活都能够表现出一个。
Lord, I want to have a closer relationship with you.
主啊, 我希望能够跟你有更亲密的关系。
I want to be able to exalt you over all the stuff of this world.
我希望我能够把你高举，比任何其他的事情都高。So
today, on Christmas morning,
所以今天, 在这个圣诞日的早上,
I invite you to join me as we remember Jesus.
我邀请你们跟我在一起来纪念主耶稣。
And I think that our text today, if we turn to Luke chapter 1, verse 26, I think that our text today is going to help us remember Jesus.
我也想我们今天所要 阅读的查考的经文能够帮助我们认识多认识主耶稣。So
in this text today, I hope that one, we're going to remember Jesus, and two, I hope that we're going to know how to respond to Jesus.
通过今天我们要念的经文，我希望首先我们能够纪念主耶稣基督，第二我们能够知道怎么样正确的回应主耶稣基督的降生。
Okay, so let's go ahead and read this in one language. Or why don't we just read it all together? It sounds a little chaotic, but why don't we just read it all together in two languages? English and Chinese, we'll read it at the same time, and the slide person will change it when she hears that the Chinese and English get there together. Okay, we're going to read from 26 all the way through 38. All right, so let's read this together. Ready?
我们用中文或用英文念路加福音第第一章。
Yep, we'll go from 26 to 38.
第26节到38节。
All right, let's begin. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. Can you stop there, right? He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, How will this be, since I am a virgin? And the angel answered her, The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month with her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. I wanted to give us a chance to read the whole text. We'll only be preaching from a part of that. But I wanted you to see the whole context of the significance of the birth of Christ. Let's bow for a word of prayer.
我们低头祷告。
Father, this morning as we come together,
亲爱的天父，今天早上我们聚集在你的面前。
I pray that you will allow us to be humbled before you.
求主给我们一颗谦卑的心。
It's easy to hear words from a man.
我们听人说的话很容易。
But I pray that you will tune our ears to hear the words of God this morning.
但是求主帮助我们，让我们倾听从你而来的话语。
I pray that you help us, Lord, to slow down in our life this season.
求主帮助我们在这个圣诞的季节里，我们可以停下慢下我们的生活的步伐。
That we would be able to reflect not only upon our life,
以至于我们有机会能够反省省察我们的生活。
But to truly appreciate the fact that God came to this world, born as a baby.With one purpose in his life, which is to die for the sins of the world.
并且更进一步的能够真心的领会到神降生在世上成为一个婴孩成为一个人最终的目的是要为我们死在十字架上。
We need your help to stir in our hearts this morning.
我们需要你才能够让我们的心得到激励。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
And I pray this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
This might be a familiar passage to some of you and not so familiar for others.
我们刚才念了很长的一篇是因为虽然我们只是要 仔细的查考其中的一段经节，而也是为了要知道这件事情的前因后果。
But I really believe that these verses have something to perhaps remind us of Jesus.
刚才我们所念到的，谈到耶稣的降生，我想通过这个经文，我们可以更明白耶稣降生的真意。
And I think there are three things that we'll look at this morning.
今天早上我预备跟大家分享的有三点。
The first thing that this passage reminds us about is that it reminds us of the humility and the wonder of Christ's birth.
这段经文首先它提醒我们，它让我们回想到耶稣降生的卑微跟奇妙。
Look at verse 26 and 27.
我们看第26节27节。
We have an angel sent by God to deliver a very important announcement.
神差遣一位天使向人宣扬这个很重要的信息消息。
And it's a pretty amazing announcement to a very young woman, isn't it?
对于一个年轻的女子来说，这个天使对她说的话其实是非常令她惊奇的。
It's like saying, young lady, God is about to do something amazing in your life.
因为天使会对她说，年轻的女子啊，神要成就一件大事在你的身上。
Your people have been waiting for someone to come into the world.
你的这整个的民族的百姓一直都在等待一位救主的降生。
They've been waiting for a long, long time for this person.
他们等待了很久很久了。
Someone of high honor.
一个他具有极大的荣耀。
Someone who's going to come and help the people.
这个他会他会来帮助这个整个民族。
And they've all been waiting for him.
那么这个民族，你的民族的所有的人都一直在等待这个人的出现。
And guess what?
你知道吗？
You're going to give birth to him.
你是那位要把他生出来的母亲。
That's a very spectacular announcement.
对一个年轻的女子来说，这样的一个宣告，实在是非常的令人惊奇。
So if you remember, Mary is of the people Israel.
你也许记得玛利亚是以色列人。
And do you know who they've been waiting for all this time?
你知道以色列人这么多年来他们在等什么呢？
They've been waiting.For the one who's called what? The Messiah.
他们一直在等待一位叫弥赛亚的出现。
And Messiah means the anointed one or the chosen one.
弥赛亚的意思就是受膏者或者是被拣选的。
Because God has chosen someone to come and to deliver his people.
因为神拣选了一个人让他来拯救他的子民。
God has chosen someone who will come and rescue and save his people.
神拣选了一个人让他拯救他的子民，让他把他的子民从灾难中苦难中解救出来。
In all of the Old Testament, everything was pointing forward to this Messiah to come.
整部的旧约每一件事情都指向这位弥赛亚的出现。
And everyone in the Old Testament, from prophets to psalmists, were talking about the one who's going to come.
在旧约中每一个人从诗人一直到先知，他们都在谈论这位将来。
And so even 700 years before the birth of Jesus, even the prophet Isaiah wrote these things.
就在耶稣降生 之前的七百年，先知以赛亚就这么说，这么
that the virgin will conceive and bear a son.
一个童贞女，她会怀孕。
And that his name will be called Emmanuel.
她会生下一个孩子，这个孩子的名字要被称为以马内利。
And that means that God will be with us.
以马内利。以马内利的意思就是神与我们同在。
He also wrote that a child to us will be born, and the government will be on his shoulder.
这位先知也这么写着，有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上。
He's going to be called the Wonderful Counselor.
他名称为奇妙策士。
The Mighty God.
全能的神
Everlasting Father
永在的父
Prince of Peace
和平的君
That is the child who will be born
就是这样的一个婴孩他将要出生
And that was 700 years before the birth of Jesus
而这个预言是在耶稣降生之前七百年
So we have here in this text an angelDelivering this amazing announcement to Mary.
所以在今天所看的经文里头，这位有一位天使，他向玛利亚宣告，这样一个奇妙的消息。
And for an amazing announcement, you're going to expect an amazing delivery system, right, of that announcement.
那么，既然这个消息信息的内容是如此的奇妙，那么我们也可以想到他怎么样来宣布这样一个消息，也是应该是出于一个很奇妙的方式。
You know, it's kind of like a wedding invitation.
这就有点像有人要结婚了发出的婚礼的邀请函。
You know how sometimes you get in the mail a wedding invitation?
你知道有的时候在你会接到一个邀请婚礼的邀请函
And sometimes it's very plain
有的时候这个邀请函看起来是很平常的
And that means the people are not that important
这个意思就是说要结婚的人不那么重要
Like my wife and I
就比方说我太太跟我
When we send out our wedding invitations
当我们向亲朋好友发出邀请函的时候婚礼
We didn't think that were that important
我们觉得不这么重要
We don't have a lot of money
我们没有很多钱
So we asked a bunch of people from church to come together
所以我们就邀请了教会的一些人聚集在一起
And we were at Uncle Bach's house
我们就在
Uncle Bach
Uncle Bach 在
陈邦和
陈叔叔的
家里 and we asked everybody can you help us use this paper and let's staple them together and we're going to send out these wedding invitations
所以我们就请那些人说你可不可以 帮我们整理好这些婚礼的邀请函然后我们就寄出去了
but every now and then you get one of thoseNice wedding invitations, right?
但是有的时候你所收到的婚礼的邀请函是比较精致的。
And even for the Chinese version, right?
或者是有些是中国式的。
When you open that up,
当你打开以后
and you take it out,
你把它拿出来看
and you feel that paper, that paper is expensive. You know that paper is expensive.
你就可以感觉到那个纸张本身就很贵。
And then what does it have?
然后呢?
And then you smell it.
然后你就可以闻到一股特别的香味。
You could all smell it right now, right? You could all smell that Chinese invitation wedding paper.
所以你们都闻过那个中国式的那个邀请函的那种特殊的香味。
And the more important that announcement,
这样的一个婚礼越重要
the more important that invitation is going to be. It's going to be expensive. It's going to have that, it's going to have that smell.
那个婚礼，他们所发出的婚礼的邀请函看起来就更昂贵，还有特别的香味。
Because the more important the announcement,
因为这样一个婚礼的消息宣告越重要。
The more important the delivery system is for that.
那么这个来通知的方式就显也更重要。
So how important is this announcement when the delivery system is an angel from heaven?
所以我们现在看到是一位天使在宣布这个消息，所以我们也知道这个消息的内容肯定非常重要。
But see, you would expect that.
你这是在你意料之中的。
Because this is the Son of God coming.
因为这是一位神的儿子，
this,
他要来到世上。
The Savior of the world.
他这个天使所宣告的是救世主要来到世上。
You would expect to have an angel from heaven to deliver this announcement.
所以有一位天使来宣布这个消息，这个是在意料之中的事。
Except when you see that it was going to be.The child was to be born of a young woman in Nazareth of Galilee. You wouldn't expect that.
一直等到下面的你才是在你的意料之外的，就是一个加利利城里的一座城里叫拿撒路的一个年轻的女子要把这个孩子生下来。
You wouldn't expect that.
你不会想到是这样一种情况。
Because that's like receiving the fancy Chinese invitation.
因为这就好比是你收到一个很精致的中国式的婚礼的。
This is a very important announcement.
很精致的中国式的婚礼的请帖。
And then you,
你闻到了香味。
And you expect that.
你知道这个婚礼。一定很重要。
So you expect a special paper.
你知道这个婚礼很重要，所以你接到这个特别的纸张印出来的请帖，你也不觉得很奇怪。
And then you read though that the banquet is going to be held at McDonald's. Right?
但是当你看到这个婚礼的地方是要在麦当劳举行。
You see, we may not understand this.
也许我们不明白这点。
But anyone of that time period would feel kind of strange.
但是在当时的人每一个他们都会觉得很奇怪的。
You expect an angel to come to announce the savior of the world.
当时的人一个天使来来传扬来宣告这个信息，救世主要降生了。
But you will not expect.That the child is going to be born to this young woman in Nazareth of all places.
由天使来宣告这个消息不奇怪，但是呢，他们万万没有想到的是，是在一个那个母亲是一个拿撒路，加利利的拿撒勒的一个年轻的女子。
Because Galilee is not a very highly respected area.
因为当时的一般人对加利利这个地方不是很看重。
And Nazareth was just this little backwater town in the region of Galilee.
那么拿撒勒呢是加利利的一个沿海的一个小城。
And common in those days was for women to be betrothed as Mary was.Probably the age of 12 or 13.
在那个时候，一个女孩子她订婚大概是在12岁、13岁的时候。
So you have the Savior of the world.
所以我们现在有的一个情况就是一个救世主。
To be born of this nobody, this young teenager.
她会被一个很平常的很普通的年轻女子生出来。
To be born in a no man's land.
她会被生在一个籍籍无闻的小镇上。
In the middle of nowhere.
那个地方没有很多人知道。
This should show us something.
那么这样的事情
So I wanted to think about this for a moment.
所以我就希望, 大家能够,
Because we know that any parent who loves their child wants the best for their child.
我们都知道, 每一个爱, 子女的父母, 他们都希望他们的儿女拥有最好的。
Every parent wants the best for their child.
每一个父母都希望他们的孩子拥有的最好的。
They want their child to have the best clothes or the best shoes.
他们希望他们的孩子能够, 拥有最好的衣服, 最好的鞋子。
You want your child to have the best education that they can have.
他希望他们的孩子能够受最好的教育。
They want their child to have a loving and nurturing environment, the best environment that they could have.
他希望他们的孩子能够在一个, 充满, 爱, 跟的环境里头成长。
But I want you to think about this for a moment, friends.
但是请你们花一点时间来思考这一点。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们的天父,
in providing us our salvation,
他为我们预备了救恩,
by sending His own Son,
借着, 拆遣他的儿子,
he gave His Son less earthly privileges than we give to our own children.
但是这位天父他所给予他的儿子是, 远远地逊色于我们这些, 肉身的父母在地上的父母所给我们的。
Our Heavenly Father
我们的天父
has given His own Son
把他的儿子赐给我们,
less earthly privileges than, than we give to our own children.
但是他给予他的儿子的远远的远逊于我们这些肉身的父母地上的给我们的孩子的。
This should give us a picture to understand the humility of Christ's birth.
那么这一点, 可以让我们稍稍的理解到耶稣降生的卑微。
And I'm not saying this to make us feel bad about providing the best for our children.
我这么说并不是要, 要说我们不应该, 把最好的给我们的孩子。
Rather, I'm sharing this so that hopefully we would begin to appreciate the humility of Christ's birth.
我之所以跟各位分享这一点，是希望我们因此能够更能够 领会到、体会到 耶稣降生他所处的卑微的
情况。So that you may perhaps begin to see the wonder of Christ's birth.
所以，也许你现在就开始 了解到 神 耶稣降生的奇妙。This
is unlike anything in the world today.
因为这个跟现在世界上发生的任何一件事情都截然不同。
It's unlike any other religion.
这也跟, 世界上其他任何的宗教不同。
Because in the world today and other religions, you have to work and earn for something.
因为在今天的世界, 在所有的别的宗教里头, 人必须要努力的 去得到,
the pattern of this world is to grab and take.
这个世界的, 形式方式是, 去争, 去抢,
we want to, get. We want to receive.
我们要获得什么, 我们要得, 接受什么。
But you know what the Bible tells us?
但是圣经是怎么说的呢?
That God gives.
神
For God so loved the world
神这么的爱世界
that He what?
以至于
that He what? That He gave
以至于他把他的儿子赐给我们
He gave His Son not earthly privileges
他没有把世上的一些 尊荣 给他的儿子
but He gave His Son For us.
他是, 为了我们而把他的孩子给了。
He gave His Son for us so that He would die in our place.
他把他的儿子给了我们, 以至于他的儿子能够, 为我们, 受死。
He gave His Son to the lowliest of beginnings.
他 给他的孩子的是最低的一种出身。
He gave his son to die on a cross.
他给他的孩子的是最终死在十字架上。
So he gave his son in the poorest of ways.
所以他用他把他给他孩子的是一种最卑微的最低贱的情况。
That his whole life would be a life of poor circumstances and a whole life of giving to others.
他的孩子不但出身卑微，而且他整个的一生都是最低贱的，都是牺牲自己为了别人的这样的生活。
And ultimately giving himself so what? So that we might live.
以至于最终他把自己的生命都牺牲了，为我们死在十字架上。
And that's what we see in 2 Corinthians, don't we?
这是我们在哥林多后书所看见的。
For you know in 2 Corinthians 8 verse 9,
哥林多后书第八章。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake, he became what? Poor. So that you, by his poverty, might become rich.
哥林多后书第八章这么说，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷可以成为富足。
So, you know, friends, I know that some of you have been coming to this church for some time.
亲爱的朋友们，我知道你们当中有些人来教会已经有一阵子了。
And that you've heard this, or you're hearing this now for the first time.
但是你可能也听过，或者说你现在所听的是第一次听到这个。
And you may not have known, but now you know how much God gave so that you might live.
也许你以前不知道，但是你现在听到了神的牺牲有多大，他最终他所做的种种的牺牲是目的是这样子，我们可以
活。That your sin had separated you from God.
你的罪曾经把你跟神分隔离了。
And yet God so loved you that he gave his son.
但是神是如此的爱你，以至于他把他的孩子赐给你。
For his son to give.And give and give to the point of death, so that you might live.
让他的儿子不断的给，一直到给到连最后，连他的生命也都给了我们。
So for you, friend, today, I would invite you. Very soon, would you put your faith and your trust in Jesus?
所以在座的朋友们，如果你还没有相信主耶稣基督，我邀请你们，我盼望你们。在不久你们会接受信靠这位真神。
So that's the first thing that we see in this text today.
这是我刚才说的是我们从今天的经文所学习到的。
To be reminded of the humility of Christ's birth.
就是这段经文让我们被提醒到主耶稣降生的卑微跟。
The second thing we see in this passage is that we can be reminded of the blessing of being God's child through faith.
第二点，这段经文让我们提醒我们，就是主耶稣他，就是我们就是人因着信接受神成为神的儿女之后所带来的种种的福气。
See, we see this in verses 28 through 31.
这一点我们可以从第26节第28节看出来。
That the angel came to her and said, Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.
天使进去对她说，蒙大恩的女子，我问你安，主和你同在。
That she would conceive in her womb as a virgin, the Son who would be called Jesus.
这位童贞女她会怀孕生子，那么这个孩子会被称为耶稣。
Can you imagine being the parent of the Savior of the world?
你能不能想象到, 作为一个, 救世主的, 父母,
I mean, for American kids, you would do this, right? You go, wow, what?
一个美国孩子他会有这样的一个表情。
No, what? I'm going to be a parent to the Savior of the world?
什么? 我会是一位救世主,
how do I raise up the Savior of the world?
我怎么样去把这个救世主这个孩子养大呢?
I mean, I was thinking about that. What if I was a dad to the Savior of the world?
我就是这么想的。 如果我是那位救世主的, 父亲, 那我该怎么做?
How do you raise that child?
你怎么去, 去培养,
I'd probably ask my son, like, how do you raise me? Like, teach me.
也许我应该反过来问我的孩子说, 你怎么样? 你怎么来教导我?
And I'm sure if you think about some of the godly, more mature women at our church,
如果我们想到我们教会里头的某些很成熟, 很敬虔的,
I'm 妇女, I'm sure that some of these older women would be like, I don't think I can raise the Savior of the world in my house. No, I don't think I could do that.
我想这些, 姐妹会说, 我不可能, 把一位救世主, 教养他。
So can you imagine being a teenage girl being told that you're going to give birth and raise the Savior of the world?
所以我们想象一下, 现在是一个, 十几岁的, 年轻的女子, 天使对她说, 你要, 生下救世主, 你要把她养大。
And yet she was told what? In verse 30.
但是, 对方是怎么跟她说的呢? 第30节,
Do not be afraid, Mary.
不要怕。
For you have found favor with God.
你在神面前已经蒙恩了。That
is to say, Mary was being honored by God.
意思就是说, 玛利亚, 神给你特殊的, 恩惠,
Mary was
神把你尊为, 在尊在, 放在高位。
Mary was blessed by God.
你蒙了神的, 恩惠。
Not because of her own merit or anything that she's done.
不是因为, 玛利亚, 她自己, 成就了什么大事, 或有任何的了不起的, 工业。
God had simply honored someone who had no status of worthiness.
神就是, 给这么一个, 年轻的, 没有什么地位的人, 就把恩典, 恩惠就赐给他了。
And he raised this young woman up from a lowly status.
他借着神借着这样一个, 恩惠, 就把玛利亚这个原本, 很平常, 很普通的, 地位, 提升到一个, 很有尊荣的地位。
And this is what God does.
这是神, 一贯的, 做事的方式。
God saves people who has no worth of themselves.
神拯救那些, 本来毫无价值的人,
but that he deems them worthy when he calls them.
但是当神呼召这些人的时候, 神把极端地看重他们。
And he lifts us up from our lowly position.
他把, 我们从原本很低贱的地位, 提升起来。
And so Mary has been blessed, has found favor with God.
所以, 我们知道, 玛利亚, 在神的面前蒙恩。
Yet I want you to think for a moment, friends.
我, 希望你们花一点时间来思考这个。
How in a sense, there is a blessing that is far greater than the blessing that Mary received.
从某一个角度来说, 有另外一种, 福气, 是远超过玛利亚, 从神那边所得到的恩惠。
It is the blessing of being a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
那就是通过, 信, 能够成为至高神的儿女的那种福气。
Do you remember what John says in chapter 1, verse 11 and 12?
记不记得约翰是怎么说的？
He came to his own, and his own people did not receive him.
他来
but,、mm-hmm, go ahead.
他来到这个世界但是这个世界的人不接待他。
But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name,He gave what? The right to become children of God.
但是对那些接待他的人，就是信他名的人，他给他们权柄做他的儿女。
So you may not think about this often.
也许这一点你不常常的在思想。
But in this season,
但是在这么一个季节，
or at least for today,
至少这一天，今天。
On Christmas Day,
这个圣诞节这一天
Would you consider with me the profound honor and the enormous privilege and blessing it is to be a child of the living God?
你能不能跟我一起来思想作为能够成为神的儿女这个本身的莫大的殊荣跟特殊的恩惠呢？
Only a month ago, our church was filled with thanksgiving and testimonies.
就在一个月以前，我们的教会里，我们可以听到很多的感人的感恩的见证。
And it's so good to hear people give thanks.
当我们听到弟兄姐妹们感谢神的时候，我们的觉得非常的美。
And we give thanks for God's blessings.
我们感谢神给我们的种种的
We give
福气。
Thanks for our health.
我们感谢神赐给我们健康的身体。
We give thanks for our jobs.
我们感谢神赐给我们好的工作。
We give thanks for our families.
我们为感谢神给我们家庭。
Because we know all these are gifts from God.
因为我们都知道这些都是神所赐的。
But you know what? In this season,
但是在这么一个季节
or at least just for today,
至少就今天这么一天
would you be able to give thanks for God himself and not any of his gifts?
你能不能就为神把他给了我们就为神献上感谢而不是为神赐给我们的种种的恩惠或福气感谢呢
The fact that he gave himself to us, that should be the greatest gift.
他把他自己给了我们这应该是神给我们的最好最大的礼物了
So that we can remember the blessing of being his child.
所以我们需要记得做神的儿女是多么的有福。
So we're reminded first of the humble birth of Christ.
所以这段经文提醒我们首先提醒我们耶稣降生的卑微。
We're reminded of the blessing, the privilege of being a child of God.
我们也被提醒到作为神的儿女因信而做神的儿女的福气
And lastly
第三点最后一点
I hope that we would be reminded to respond to God by submitting and following him
我希望这段经文也提醒我们我们要对神所赐给我们的种种做出正确的回应
I want to suggest to you that in these few verses we can learn a lot about our Christian journey
我要告诉我们告诉你们从这几段这些几个经文经节里头我们其实可以学习到很多。
And we can learn it from Mary's response to the angel.
我们可以从玛利亚如何的回应学习到一些功课。
And we can see that in verse 38.
我们就看第36节。
Where she says,
他这么说
Behold, I am the servant of the Lord.
38节。我是主的使女。
Let it be to me according to your word.
情愿照你的话成就在我身上。
Sometimes we read the Bible and we just assume people are going to react like this.
有的时候我们读经的时候我们看到种种的人物我们就认为这些人本来就应该这么回应的。
This 12, 13-year-old girl, like, she's just told that she's going to have to give birth and raise the Savior of the world, and she just says, Behold, I am the servant of the Lord.
我们觉得一个十几岁的女孩子 天使跟他说，他要做就是主的母亲。他就说：“我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上。”我们觉得可能会觉得这是一个非常自然的反应。Yet
we need to remember that this girl was not yet married to Joseph.
但是我们必须记得，在那个时候，这个年轻的女子她还没有结婚。And
his reaction to her pregnancy. That she got pregnant, not by him, might not be a good reaction.
那么他的未婚夫就是这个约瑟，他的反应是，哦，你现在怀孕了，但是我不是这个孩子的父亲。那么，Because
if you were betrothed to a woman, and you saw that she was all of a sudden pregnant, not by you, what would you do?
如果你跟一个女孩子订婚了， 然后你知道她怀孕了，但是你不是那个孩子的父亲，那你会怎么做？
And you may not know this, but Joseph was thinking about leaving her, divorcing her.
你可能不知道这一点，其实他的未婚夫就是这个约瑟，其实他曾经想过要把他休了，就是要跟他离婚。
If she was pregnant without a husband, she could be subject to public shame.
那么如果玛利亚没有丈夫，然后她又怀孕生子，那么她一定会在大众之前蒙羞。She
might have even been seen as an adulteress.
大家甚至会觉得她是一个犯了奸淫。So
she had a lot at risk.
所以其实玛利亚所面对的是很。
But look at her response.
但是我们看看她的反应是怎么样的。This
teenage woman.
这一个十几岁的女孩子,
who said,
她说,
Yes, I am the servant of the Lord.
我是主的使女。
God, I see your will for me and I accept it.
神啊, 我明白你的旨意, 我接受你的旨意。
Can you imagine that?
你能想象到吗?
Can you see her courage?
你能看出她是多么的勇敢吗?
Because sometimes it's not easy to be a child of God, is it?
因为我们都知道，有的时候要做神的儿女，的确不容易。
It's not easy to do things God's way, is it?
有的时候要用神的方式去做事并不容易。It's
not very easy to walk by faith, is it?
用信心来走这条路并不容易。And
some of you are facing those type of conflicts in your life today.
你们当中有些人现在正经历到这样的一个。
That there's something that God has been impressing on your heart in order to do it His way, to follow His will. But it's hard, isn't it?
神强烈的一再的感动你，要按照他的旨意，要按照他的方式去做某件事情，但是你发现并不容易。
And it's not that easy.
并不容易。
But I hope that through this Mary's response, we would see her bravery, see her faith in action.
但是通过玛利亚的这样的回应，天使所带来的神的命令，我希望我们能够学习到。Because
she could see the difficulty. She knew the difficulty.
玛利亚知道她这样一个任务的困难。She
knew the uncertainty of caring and agreeing to carry this burden.
他知道这个加在他身上的这个重大的责任，其实是非常困难的。
But she also knew the joy and the freedom that came with submitting to God.
但是他同时也认识到顺服神所带来的自由跟喜乐。She
knew that if she followed God's will for her, that it would bring blessing on her life.
他知道如果他顺服神的心意而活的话，那么神就会赐给他很多的福气跟快乐。And
this is the very heart of the Christian life.
这我刚才说的这一点是我们信徒生活的核心。Brothers
and sisters, this Mary's response is the heart of the Christian life.
玛利亚的回应是信徒生活的核心。And
all too often, when we don't take the time to examine our lives,
常常如果我们没有花时间来省察自己,
when we don't take the time to examine our priorities,
当我们没有花足够的时间来省察,
when we don't take the time to evaluate our decisions that we make,
我们没有花时间来评估我们所做的种种决定,
then we're letting the world decide for us.
如果是这样的话, 我们就让世界来为我们做决定。
But in this Christmas time,
但是在这个圣诞的季节,
I hope that all of us would take that moment to just pause and reflect on our life a bit.
我希望我们所有的人都能够慢下生活的步调，让我们来在神面前好好的省察。Be
reminded of the humility of Christ's birth.
让我们回想并且被提醒到耶稣降生的卑微。Be
reminded of the blessing of being a child of God.
让我们被提醒到我们成为神的儿女的福气。
And third, be reminded of what it means to respond to God in submission.
也让我们回想到对神真正的顺服神的心意该是怎么样的。
Let's pray together.
我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning.
亲爱的天父, 我们感谢你。
On this Christmas morning, we have a chance to think a bit.
在这一个圣诞日的早上, 我们有机会能够思考。Lord,
this season has been a little bit too busy for some of us.
对我们中间某些人而言，这个季节是有一点忙碌。And
as Christians, we're just kind of running from here to there, and we're not really taking the time to really think about you and appreciate you, Lord.
作为基督徒，我们常常就是到处。 跑来跑去，我们并没有花一点时间来思想神，来默想神。But
we know, Lord, that when we turn our eyes upon Jesus,
但是我们知道，当我们转眼仰望主耶稣的时候,
the hymnal writer even reminded us that the things of this world will grow strangely dim.
这位诗歌的作者提醒我们说，当我们这么做的时候, 我们周遭的世上的事物就会变得不重要了。So
remind us, Lord, the joy of being a child of God.
求主能够再一次提醒我们，我们作为你的儿女是何等的有福。And
what a great expense it came by.
而这个是你付上了多大的代价才让我们获得的。We
give our attention to Jesus on this Christmas time.
我们在这个圣诞的季节，我们把我们专心仰望，把我们的注意都聚焦在耶稣基督的身上。
And once again, be able to say that God, your will for us is the best.
我们能够再一次对神说，你的给我们的旨意是最好的。
We thank you.
我们谢谢你。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.